In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Ching Hai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you, help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Ching Hai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes.
With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring vegan pancakes.
Maybe you know already, but since I make it, I show it to you. This is like 1/2 kilogram of non-fluffy flour.
Yeah. Okay, Master.
It's like a self-raising flour. Huh? And then we pour a little of soya milk. And 1/2 teaspoon of salt, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And just pour the soya milk in it, yeah?
Okay.
You can see the flour in advance, but you don't have to use too many grains. Just make it simple. My house don't have so many instruments, okay?
Yes, Master. Okay.
You just pour in the soya milk and stir it until it becomes good. Maybe I have to put more in that. Maybe I throw the whole liter in. you just do it gradually, okay? Don't throw it all in and then you have to add more flour if it's too liquidized. Yeah. First you put in 1/4 of soya, yeah?
Yes, Master.
To mix it well a little bit. Yeah. And then you keep pulling it more in, yeah? You can always pour more in, remember?
Yes, Master.
But to take out is difficult.
That's true.
Yeah. Unless you have more extra flour, then you can always add flour in, eh?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. See, it's a little clumpy, yeah? It's unavoidable. You just keep beating it, yeah? If you don't have this kind of beater when you're on holiday or, you know, some different place, where you didn't bring whole household with you, yeah? And you could use a fork.
Okay, Master. Yeah.
Or 2 chopsticks. It'd be more difficult, but it will get there at the end, because you will let it stand for a while. Okay, we put more milk, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, this is 1/2 kilogram of flour, yeah?
Yes,
self-raising flour. I mean it raised by itself, yeah?
Yes, Master.
If not, you have to put yeast to make it raise. Okay, now. Yeah, I think this should be all right. You see it clump around? Yeah? So
yes,
you just beat it against the wall of the pot. This should be okay. And after you let it stand for a while, the clump also dissolve also. Some part of it, yeah, and then you beat again and again,
yeah,
until the batter becomes smooth, yeah?
Okay, got it, Master.
Right. Instead of putting the whole liter of milk, you can put, like, pulse the milk in it, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And then you use some water, like 1/2 cup of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can put the whole 1 liter of milk inside 1/2 kilogram of flour, yeah? It depends. Okay, so we heat it up now and again and again, and yeah, so the lump is all disappeared, and we can leave it standing for 10 to 20 minutes. Yeah. I'm just washing the lemon lazily. Okay, you just spray vinegar solution around it, around the back.
Yes,
and wash it with water. Yeah?
Okay, Master.
Save time. Okay, so you have to prepare lemon and sugar for the pancake.
Oh, wow.
Some people like it. Yeah. You know, you can put like 1/2 liter of soy milk and 1/2 liter of water, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Into more or less 1/2 kilo of flour. In case if it's too liquid,
you can always add flour. Yeah?
Yes,
and
master.
If it's too thick, the batter is too thick, you can always add more milk or more water. You can add sugar in the butter, or you don't have to add the sugar in the butter. You can add it later. Yeah?
Yes, master.
When you eat. Yeah, I think this butter is okay. Like this, yeah?
Yes, master. Yes. Okay.
When it's done there, it will become a little thicker even. As the lumps disappear, it will become thicker. And you will act accordingly. You know why we put water
no
instead
master.
Of oatmeal?
No? No, I don't know, master.
It's more crispy.
Ah, I got it.
Yeah. If you put just milk, then it's softer, yeah?
Yes, master.
Or just my experience like that. You don't have to put water. See, now we cut the lemon, always cut like this. Never cut just in the middle like this. It's not easy to squeeze.
Yes, master. Okay.
Yeah, see? After 15 minutes, you cook this. Stir up a little bit before you pour it inside the pan. I'll wait for the oil to be heated, okay?
Yes, master.
You put like a tablespoon of oil or 2 tablespoons of oil, okay?
Yes, master.
One scoop not enough. One more. Just spread it all over evenly. Yeah.
Yes, master.
Like that. See. There you are. And keep it there. Then you close it. For a few minutes. Yeah.
Yes, master.
Okay, after a while, you check it out, see if it's brown underneath, yeah?
Yes, master.
A little brown, and then you turn it over. Like that, yeah?
Yes,
yeah,
master. Okay.
It could be a little browner, but that is also fine. You know, the butter is too thick. I have to put some more water. Just put in more 1 cup. See how it goes. Yeah, it's better now, because after standing for 20 minutes, all the lumps have been dissolved and the butter became thicker. So we check it out, and if it's too thick, we put more water, like 1 cup more water. Or half a cup first, and then if it's still thick, now it's okay. You put more water if it's too thick. Cool. And the fire should be evenly, yeah?
Yes, master.
Not too much and not too little. If it's too much, you put out a little bit, yeah? And then if it's too little, you add more wood, of course. Like that. Okay. Let's check it out if it's brown underneath. Wanna learn cooking? Huh?
Yes, master.
Did you ever learn cooking? You did, huh? You know all this, right?
No, I never made pancakes, master.
You never made pancakes? Why? Because they always make it ready for you, right?
Yes, master.
Oh, mother make them, huh? You see, it's a brown, a lot browner. You can turn it around. It's better like that. Yeah?
You
see
master.
That? Okay. Oh. Yeah. Even if it's a thick butter, you still can eat it. It's edible. It's not like ruin or anything. Don't wait until it's too brown, huh?
Yes, master.
Yeah, this should be enough. See? Nice.
Yeah.
And you put it on top of a kitchen towel, yeah?
Yes, master.
See? This is nice, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now you put in a little bit more oil. Like one tablespoon. More or less.
Should be okay.
And distribute it evenly, yeah? Put in the pan. Let it run around a bit to distribute the butter and oil evenly, yeah? Like that.
Yeah,
okay? After it's all evenly, you just close the lid and wait for maybe a minute or so. You have to always check it, yeah? Check it. After a while, you check it. See if it's brown already. Even the texture before, it was so nice. You know, it's just crispy and soft at the same time. Taste it.
Yes, Master.
Tell me.
Mmm.
Good, huh?
Yeah, the texture is excellent.
The texture is excellent. That's supposed to be like that. Okay. Well, we're going to eat with syrup, no? But even then, it tastes good like that already. Some people eat with ice cream or vegan ham. Or anything you can put in cheese, yeah?
Really good.
Yeah. But the traditional English pancake is they put sugar and lemon on it. And the American, they like it with syrup, yeah?
Yes.
So we can eat both. We have everything here. Yeah. Oh, it's not yet done. If the butter is thick, then the cake cook quicker, yeah? Mm. And it's hard, yeah, it's easier to turn around. If the butter is kind of liquidized a little, yeah, then it takes longer. But it's also fine. Oh my God, I could just eat like this, huh?
Yes.
No need to put any sugar, huh? We just eat that, huh? Maybe we go and get some, and we have some flavors. Yeah.
Hot mess. Shush.
This hot. This, yeah, right from the kitchen. Oh. Yeah. They love this, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Master.
They just eat lunch. No, this one has it. Yeah. Good girl. Mmm. Wow, that's perfect. This is a perfect color, okay? I like it a little bit brown like that, yeah?
Yes.
It looks appetizing and it tastes good, good. They can eat this forever, you know? Okay, look. How nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a perfect color. Beautiful. Yeah, I told you, I can cook more.
Yeah,
only one or two tablespoon, or just spray it with some, you know, if you want to be on diet, you know, like you don't want to be too fat. There's some spray oil, yeah? You can spray it on so it doesn't have to be a lot of oil, but it distributes, it's good enough. I don't mind oil because I'm old already. I don't care figure. I enjoy food. Mm. Yeah? Whatever we have. Just a while. If we have good food, we enjoy, eh? If we don't have, then we just eat brown rice, sesame. Yeah? Rice and beans, that's also fine. That makes you feel at home, huh?
Yes, Master.
The Mexican.
Rice and beans.
Yeah.
That's how we eat. And tortilla.
Tortillas. They look like tortillas. Yeah, it's nice. We have tortillas in the house. Yeah? Everything in the kitchen. Okay. Sugar, syrup. Oh, so hot.
Come on. This is pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. You have everything you want, yeah? Wow. Just like that, is good?
Yes, it's still kind of hot.
Hot, yes. Potato. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
hot.
Yes, it's still hot.
Great, okay.
Each one is smoking like that, you know. Hot, yeah? Because mostly they cook this on a cold day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And in England they call it Tuesday pancake. Because they eat it on Tuesday. I don't
Tuesday?
Know what. Yeah. We eat it any day we want. The batter is good. You can just, you know, handle it. It never break, you see?
Yes, master.
If you make it too soft, it will break. That's why most of pancake people make it very small in the girdle, you know, so it don't break. Yes. I can make it big or small, it doesn't matter, because I make good batter. Look, see? Very yes, consistent, master. And it doesn't break at all. Very easy to make pancakes, and when it's cold, you eat like this, it's so fun. Yeah?
Yes.
Especially when you share it with your friends and your dogs. Oh, it's fun, everybody loves it. And it's very simple food, actually. Yeah?
Yes.
You can eat it as a snack or as a meal. Eat it for breakfast, lunch or dinner, who cares? Yeah. Alright, now we're going to eat the different side. It's nice when we share it when it's hard and it's swimming, you know?
Yes, master.
Yeah. I put it here to soak out some of the oil, yeah?
Yes, master.
You see how easy I handle this? It doesn't break at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Yes, that means I'm a perfect cook. Yeah, yeah. Sing your own praise, yeah? Okay, now, what do you want to eat now? You want to eat with syrup or you want to eat with lemon and sugar? Okay.
Let's try the lemon and sugar.
Lemon sugar, okay. All you do is sprinkle some sugar on it. Evenly, okay?
Yes, master.
Well, if it's not even, also fine, it doesn't matter. Only you who eat it. Who cares, right?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. About half a tablespoon or 1 tablespoon, depending on how fat you want to become. Lemon, yeah? You squeeze around it. That should be enough for this deep pancake. Yeah, okay. If it's too much, then it's sour, yeah? Now what you do is just roll it, or don't roll it. See like that, huh? Mm-hmm. And you can use a knife and fork to eat it, like a peacock, or you can eat it like me. Try it. Mmm, good.
Pretty good.
Can I have more peacock? I'm a lemon, yeah?
Yes.
Depending on the taste. You see? You can do that, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Right. Like that. If it's brown, you don't have, yeah? You just do like that. And wait until the other side to brown, yeah?
Okay.
See, I don't need the instrument. I just put it in there. Okay. A little bit more oil. Yeah? And next one. While we're eating that one, we cook the next one. Very convenient, huh?
Yes, master.
It's good to be a good cook, yeah? But the main thing, the main ingredient is what? Do you know the main secret of the good cooking is what? Do you know? Anybody tell me, then I can have I give you half a pancake. Huh?
Maybe cooking with love, master?
Yeah, but what is the more important, I mean more urgent, cooking with love is fine, but what else?
Mm-hmm. Good stove.
Mm. Hunger. You have to be hungry. Actually not, huh? Sometimes you're not hungry, but you have appetite, right? Here. If you don't know how, you better use instrument, okay?
Okay,
don't
master.
Toss the pancake because you might lose everything. You might not have any pancake to eat if you keep tossing it in the floor, in the air, yeah?
Okay,
so it's
master.
Better use instrument to be safe, okay?
Okay, master.
I think it's good already. Right? Your instrument is easy. Yeah? Don't toss it like I do. Yeah?
Okay, Master.
There you are. Yeah? Okay? Very easy. You guys eat it. Put lemon or whatever you want. Eat it. Yeah? And give them to the dogs. Yeah? Okay?
Do they like them too?
Yeah, they like everything. Thank you. Now we can eat with syrup, huh? Just put syrup right in the middle of it, as much as you want. Then roll it, yeah? Or you have to kind of spread out a bit more evenly. Roll it. See it? Or don't have to be. Now we can just eat it. Yeah, happy more?
Mm-hmm. Sure you do.
I think Solo and other have to come out and eat. Yeah? One last piece and who did I have?
Hamid.
I have another batch coming out to eat, okay?
Thank you for your wonderful presence today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures every day on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, good people, good works. May your life be graced with the boundless love and blessings from God.